Hi, this is Alan Schimmel, and it's another episode of Security.exe, the security podcast. This episode's guest is a very, actually, longtime friend of mine, Mr. Irvish Vashi, VP of Marketing at Alert Logic. Irvish, welcome to Security.exe.
Thanks for having me, Alan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and I should just tell our listeners up front, Irvish and I know each other, was it about 10 years, 12 years, Irvish?
It's getting too big to count at this point.
Yeah, Irvish and I worked together at a company called Interliant way back in the dot-com days of 1999, 2000. And we were an early, what they called ASP, Application Service Provider, which was kind of cloud before it was cloud. Wasn't it, Irvish, in a way?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly gone through multiple names, you know, whether it's as a service, ASP, NSP, you know, SaaS. I think there are different versions of the same story.
All of the same thing. But, and, you know, it's a small world in technology, and Irvish and I have run back into each other while he's at Alert Logic, and I've worked with him for a number of years now. Irvish, I wanted to talk to us today about this trend that I'm seeing where in years past we saw cloud providers coming to the RSA conference to learn about cloud security and to figure out what they were going to do to make their cloud offerings more secure. And now all of a sudden, here they are exhibiting as cloud security vendors. And Alert Logic, who, in case our listeners don't know, is a huge channel partner of many of these larger cloud vendors. You're enabling it with a partner pavilion at your exhibit booth this year, correct?
That's right. So, you know, Alert Logic's going to be featuring five of our cloud and hosting providers, all that have, you know, really been in the business of providing core, you know, infrastructure as a service offerings. But as they've continued to grow, as they've continued to get more enterprise customers, have recognized that they need to go and provide more advanced managed security services as part of their cloud infrastructure offerings. And Alert Logic's been at the core of doing that for customers or for partners really since 2006. You know, the company was founded in 2002, but that's been a big part of our strategy. You know, about 80% of our 2,000 customers come to us with from our cloud and hosting provider channel. And so, you know, it's been a big part of kind of our not just kind of how we sell and how we market, but really kind of how we design our core products and services.
Absolutely. Irvish, though, what do you think about, you know, this transformation from cloud security consumer to cloud security provider that was seen by some of these partners?
Yeah, I think it speaks to the types of customers that they're now starting to get. I mean, you know, there was sort of this view of the world that the cloud and hosting space was the world of small websites and, you know, test and development and workloads. And, you know, while that might have been, you know, somewhat true 3, 4, 5 years ago, you know, it certainly isn't true now. You know, whether you look at our partners like Rackspace or Datapipe or SunGard, you know, they've got Fortune 1000 logos that they're supporting right now, and they have high expectations around security. And they ultimately recognize that, you know, if they're going to succeed at continuing to grow, they need to basically provide their customers with a high level of security services that are comparable or exceed what those same customers can get inside their four walls if they're ever going to get a shot at, you know, taking on and owning and driving more of that IT infrastructure on behalf of their customers. So that's a problem that they've recognized over the last several years that they need to solve for their customers, and as a result need to have cloud security services that are an extension of their infrastructure as a service.
Absolutely. And Irvish, you know, as you said earlier on, these were lessons that we were learning back at Interliant 12, 15 years ago. And though the names have changed to protect the innocent, the truth doesn't change. And it's the same truth. If you're going to get people to move beyond their four walls into your data center, into your cloud, you need to provide that level of comfort and security to them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that truth is, you know, I think the lesson that the ASPs learned, and certainly I learned it, was that it's pretty hard to take kind of, you know, monolithic enterprise software solutions and then try to figure out how to retrofit them for hosted and cloud and multi-tenant environments. And, you know, that was a challenge for the core infrastructure, for the core applications, which is why, you know, today, you know, you're finding SaaS companies that have built applications for the ground up to work for multi-tenant environments, and that's why they're successful. You're not really finding a lot of guys that are taking, you know, enterprise products and then running them on a repeated basis for their customers being successful in that model. Similarly, the truth that's been, you know, all the more clear is, you know, these infrastructure as a service providers that want to have richer security capabilities are need to find partners that understand how to integrate into their provisioning models, support models, their customer consumption models, their pricing models, the way their customers want to access services through, you know, a common web interface, through APIs, all those different things, you know, have to be core to how these infrastructures as service providers provide everything they do, including security. And it's led to kind of what has to date been a kind of a cottage industry of kind of small players like Alert Logic, small but fast growing, certainly. I think they're all kind of at some level waiting for the big guys, the majors that have kind of the incumbents in the security industry to kind of figure out how to retrofit what they're doing in a useful way so they can consume it. And that just hasn't happened yet, which leaves, quite frankly, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Alan, a lot of runway for companies like Alert Logic to keep growing.
Absolutely. And you know what, Irish? I just don't think retrofitting ever works, to tell you the truth. I think what happens is, at some level, you know, you throw the cards up in the air and everyone starts at zero, right? At the end of the regular season, you go to playoffs, everyone's record 0-0. At the end of the new baseball season, or at the beginning of a new baseball season, everyone's 0-0. I think the idea of providing security to cloud consumers and cloud providers in a way that makes sense and they can consume, as you said, you can't just retrofit some client server stuff into a cloud environment. You can't, and some bigger companies are just never nimble enough to make that move. And so it creates opportunities for, you know, new growth forests like an Alert Logic. And by the way, we should be clear, you guys publish your revenues. You're hardly a million-dollar startup, Irvish. You guys are doing about $30 million or more a year now, aren't you?
That's right.
So, you know, let's not give a false sense to people. But that being said, you know, another thing that and you and I both being in the hosting industry a long time know this, the hosting industry is really good at finding go-to partners who provide them feature functionality sets that they then push down to their customers that they then use. Whether it was Netscape or some of the early third-party partners that we worked with in the hosting industry, Irvish, or Alert Logic for security, right? It's important. The hosting industry is not looking to reinvent, or the cloud provider industry, they're not looking to reinvent the wheel with cloud security. They're looking for partners who have tried and true solutions that they can use in their business.
I think that's certainly true. The thing that those guys, you know, and we've got a long experience with these partners, both in terms of being operators in previous lives, like when I was at Interliant with you, Alan, along with our whole management team, to the fact that, you know, we've got, you know, some of the most recognized names are our partners. But as we talk to all of them, we hear one thing. And what we hear from them is, we want to have a rich set of security capabilities, but what's most important to them is they want to make sure that they preserve the customer experience. So, you know, a good example is, you know, you have companies like Navisite, you know, a good example, put together, you know, pretty high-touch customer engagement models in terms of how they support their customers. And they want a high-touch security experience for their customers. And that's kind of how they want to engage with us, and you have to have a delivery capability that supports that. You know, similarly, you know, we also work with Amazon, right? So, you know, today Alert Logic solutions are available in the AWS marketplace. You know, as you go, and that is a very light to no touch sort of experience. People want to be able to go to the marketplace, essentially plug in a credit card and provision and start operating services, whether that's infrastructure or whether that is security. And so, you know, that's a highly automated self-service sort of model. And, you know, the security service has got to either pick where they're going to focus or figure out how they support all those models. And so, you know, what's sacred to the cloud provider is the customer experience, and it's incumbent on the security vendor that's supporting them to support that customer experience. And that can be as varied as like I said, high touch to no touch.
Sure. Absolutely. But the important thing is the support for them. Irvish, I don't know if we've ever said it, but who are the five partners at the AlertLogic Partner Pavilion?
Yep. So the partners that will be there are Rackspace, Datapipe, Navisite, Hosting. They actually were previously Hosting.com, but they have since renamed themselves to Hosting, and SunGuard.
Interesting. Those are five big names. Interesting they got rid of the .com,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's the trend. Let me ask a question. Certainly, exhibit floor space at RSA is not cheap. What made you guys decide to do a partner pavilion and invite, in essence, five competitors? Well, not your competitors, but they compete with each other.
Yeah.
To the one pavilion.
Well, I think it's funny. You know, this wasn't a hard sell by any measure, but you know, ultimately, you know, the common enemy, kind of for us, is the fact that these infrastructures as service providers need to deliver a broader set of security services, and they need customers to understand that they can, in fact, get secure cloud and infrastructure services. That you know, moving stuff to the cloud does not mean giving up anything on security. And so that message is important to us, and it's important to our partners. And so when we talk to them about, you know, promoting that message at the world's largest security show, they were, you know, full-throated, ready to endorse us, and, you know, quite frankly, we had to turn a couple of partners away.
Really?
Yeah. And so this was not a hard sell by any measure, because they all know that the common enemy is the misperception that you cannot get advanced security when you buy infrastructure in the cloud. And we're happy to erase that myth with and through them.
Absolutely. And speaking of that myth, I mean, just a quick sidelight. Of course, AlertLogic publishes their cloud security report. Is it twice a year now?
That's right. Yep. And we'll be publishing an update here in the next few weeks.
And, you know, one of the key findings, I think, over the last maybe two iterations of the report were, in fact, that, you know, cloud security is not as insecure as some may say, especially when compared to on-premises security.
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, you know, while cloud and hosted environments are a big part of our focus, about 20% of our customers have infrastructures in enterprise data centers, kind of data centers that they run themselves inside their own four walls. And so what we do, because, again, we have access to all the data, is we've been starting to publish a twice-a-year report that essentially quantitatively analyzes the types of threats that we see kind of in customers with infrastructures inside their four walls versus those that have infrastructure at one of our, you know, 22 or so cloud and hosting providers. And as Alan sort of indicated, you know, what we certainly have found is that the data would not support the conclusion that the cloud infrastructure is inherently more attacked more often by more types of threats. In fact, it's exactly the opposite.
I agreed. Just in case anyone wanted, Irvish, where can they get a copy of the latest or of the most recent one? Or the last version of Cloud Security Report?
Yeah, absolutely. The latest versions, and in fact, all of the historical versions, along with sort of intermediate, sort of minor updates, are available at www.alertlogic.com/CSR for Cloud Security Report.
Good stuff. Irvish, we almost have to wrap up here, but you know, it's exciting, of course, going to RSA. It's where the security industry gathers. What are you personally looking forward to this year at RSA?
You know, I'm always looking forward to spending time with, you know, guys like you, Alan, that, you know, we only talk on the phone from time to time. But ultimately, you know, what I always love seeing at RSA is, you know, seeing what some of our competitors are doing. I love seeing what people that are have kind of innovative takes at solving kind of key security problems for our customers, because they represent partnering opportunities for us. And you know, I would be lying if I said if it wasn't a good time to just rub shoulders with a lot of our partners. I'm looking forward to spending some time with them as well.
Very good. Irvish, we're over 15 minutes already, so I need to pull the plug on this one. Some of our podcasts have run twice what they should. So I'm going to call it right here. But, Irvish, just for anyone interested in Alert Logic, URL is www.alertlogic.com, correct?
That's it.
And you don't – this is a bad – I'm sure you don't. You don't know what booth number or anything you are at RSA,
That's
do you?
That's probably shame on me. I don't know if the top –
Nah, who knows? Look for them in the show guide, guys. They'll have a big enough booth. But, Irvish, thanks for joining us today on Security.exe. And along with your cloud and hosting partners who we've interviewed earlier, I think we've got a nice insight into the state of cloud security and how it's going to be on display at RSA this year.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, Alan, and thanks for making time.
Thank you, Irvish. Irvish Vashi, VP Marketing, Alert Logic. This is Alan Schimmel for Security.exe.